Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. Welcome in. It's a Friday, baby. It's a football Friday.
Friday.
And it is a true football Friday. Football Friday.
I'm going to let you have a little bit of fun with
There's a fantastic, good-looking Frenchman on the television right now. Thierry Henry.
It does sound better than Henry.
I know.
Henry.
Thierry Henry.
Yeah. Theory?
Thierry. Thierry Henry. There is the Paramount Plus Champions League pregame and postgame show.
Whoa.
In which he sits on, and it's borderline inside the NBA level. Like, those guys are idiots, and they make fun of him. Thierry's always very upset. What do you got for me?
We have breaking news.
Really? I don't have a...
Matt Campbell will be Penn State's new head coach if they agree to terms.
Is that official?
It's from Parker Fleming.
I don't know who that is.
He is a college football guy who is very well respected.
I'm just joking. I know who that is. I just wanted to throw shade for no reason at somebody I've never met.
Matt Campbell, that's pulling a diamond out of the fire.
That is pulling a diamond out of the fire. Wow. There's a giant clock in front of me right now.
Look at that.
What is that about?
That's a hint at somebody.
Better not be at me.
Oh, trust me, it's not at you.
Side note, Let's back. Okay, wait.
I feel like that's definitely squarely at the afternoon show.
Let's back this up a moment, okay? I got Thierry Henry on television. Mm-hmm. I got Matt Campbell at State College. But the biggest thing in my world right now is a giant clock in front of me.
Well, I will, you know.
You said clock, right?
Yeah. Clock. What did you think I said?
Emphasis on the L.
I'm just kidding.
A Glock?
No. Yeah, that's it.
A Glock 9 in front of
me? Yeah, that's definitely what we thought.
I have held a Glock in my life.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, the no L. Now I follow.
There you go.
Now
Christmas time.
No South L. Carolina. Mm-hmm. Got it. I'm all over the place today. Goodness gracious. Holmesy. Holmesy.com. Paramount Plus.
Do all of the things.
Web jams.
Do good night.
Did I have a good night?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, I was working on a project. The wife and I have a party to go to tomorrow.
Oh, holiday party?
A holiday party with our friends. My buddy who I stayed with at when I went to the Oregon State game, he is coming up there staying at our house. We're returning the favor
nice.
On that.
Nice.
I have some friends coming in from Moscow, Idaho. And most of us are local, and it is a white elephant exchange known as Fifthmas, where all white elephant gigs are White Elephant Gifts are liquor-based.
Mm.
So it is a drinking fiesta.
Okay.
And it is a drinking party fiesta. There are some people there that don't drink, and we oblige and have fun with it. This year, I've decided to take my gift very seriously, and I am making... Oh, I don't know if I should say this. There might be people listening. I don't care. I am making... I just realized my friends don't care what I do.
There you go.
I'm making 6 pre-batched cocktails.
Mm.
And that is my gift, my White Elephant gift. And I was telling Rusty when we were prepping for the show, to make those cocktails, I had to make sure they tasted good.
Mm.
And then it was 11:30, and my daughter was up, and the wife and I were like, uh-oh.
Mm.
So I think, yes, I had a good night.
Next thing you knew, they were all gone.
There was a moment last night where I was doing stuff, and I was doing some prep, and I had my computer open, and then you jumped on the show sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to type in the show sheet, hello to you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You weren't having it.
I didn't see it.
You weren't having it.
It happens.
I was afraid that he thought it was like leftover. Mm. So I said, hello, Danny. It's 10:22 and I can see you. And I got no response.
No, I didn't see it.
I know we could have like texted.
For sure.
But I thought it would be more fun to do that.
Yeah, no, I was taking a look to see if we had anything else on there after catching up on everything. And I was like, all right, we're good here. We're good here.
I think we're good.
We're good here. But yeah, no, we did the... did the tree decorating last night.
Oh, nice. We're doing that tonight at my house.
It was my first time stuffing a tree.
Stuffing a tree?
Stuffing versus hanging.
Is this like bad food with soggy bread?
No, no, no. So I grew up in a house that...
See, I have an issue with this.
I know. You're so mad that I hate stuffing.
Well, no, it's not stuff. It's the stuffing versus the hanging. And do we really need to... point out these kinds of differences?
There is a difference.
You're
though.
Putting a, I understand. You're putting a gall darn ornament on a tree and some tinsel and stuff.
It does.
I
it does.
Almost just cursed.
Yeah, I know. I saw.
Yeah.
It is a,
dude, we're banger day yeah. today, you and me.
There is a difference. My family, we grew up with the Douglas firs. You know,
why can't we just call it decorating the tree?
I did until I stuffed one. So, like, but yeah, we had the
I hate it.
So, I'll stuff you.
So there you go.
Duck inside her. I hardly know her.
Exactly. The, I grew up with like the Douglas fir trees, and I didn't really know the difference between the Nobles and the Douglases until really this year. I was like, I knew there was a difference, but what was it really? Well, the Douglases have like more spacing. They're good for hanging ornaments. And we had, like, when I was growing up, before we went fake tree, we had 11 billion ornaments. There were so many ornaments. There was the bought ones. There was the family ones that had been passed down. You know, the stitched ones.
The one you made when you were 4 years old.
Yep.
That looks like trash, but mom won't throw away.
100%.
I got like 30 of those.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So they just stockpile over years and years. I'm like, when we get done, there'd be a couple hundred ornaments hanging on this thing. And we had every freaking light known to man. And it was just like, oh my gosh. You know, Tiff and I did it last night. And it was like, there was a lot, but it wasn't nearly as much. And it, for me, I thought it looked better. It looked like, I don't know, it just looked like Christmas.
As like Christmas.
You know, it was just one of those things. I was like, you know what? I think I like this. The only downside of stuffing the tree is if you go anywhere near it, if you bump it at all.
Everything destroyed.
Stuff, because she's got these bigger than softball sized ornaments that you put in there. And if you look sideways at it, it's on the floor. Even if it's like stuffed all the way in
there. That's why you still use that damn hook and well, put it on a branch.
It doesn't have them.
That's and my guy
I,
over
I
there.
Was thinking, do we go like double-sided tape kind of a deal here? Like, but then you have to reach it off.
Okay, look, you're over. What are we doing?
Uh-oh, Russ is pissed.
What are we doing?
Love this.
Hang a damn ornament.
It's just, you know.
They have hooks. They always have hooks.
These
or
don't.
Or a little thread loop.
No. All of mine have hooks.
Okay.
Or thread loops. All of them.
I will find
I'm
a way.
Done.
See, I will find a way to conquer this.
I will live stream tonight my decorating of the tree.
Okay. Well, you know what?
I don't know how to do it, but I'll figure.
I want a picture, and we can put up blind side by side who decorated better.
Well, I have like 3 kids under the age of 13 helping me.
Well, that seems like it's helpful.
And I'm blind.
Yeah.
And I will be drinking. So, but, probably shouldn't, but
yeah,
I will.
No, see, yeah. Listen, but yeah, you got 3 kids helping decorate the tree. That's like having them scoop the cat's litter boxes. It just, it never goes well.
I'm just saying.
It's
you
a
know?
Mess.
Maybe it's the adornment of children will win out.
You know, every time I scoop the kitty litter box, life is good because I don't scoop it. I just dump it all in a bag and start from fresh.
Oh, see, we have the flushable litter.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The biodegradable?
Yeah. It's called a
it's like, no, I just flush it.
It's called Sweet Scoop. No, it really is. It's,
I don't have a cat box. My cat just poops in the toilet.
It is flushable litter. So we take it in the bathroom, we scoop it, and we flush it.
I've seen that stuff.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
It's the simple things in life.
Yeah.
I love how I'm just making tree decorating competitive because I can't not do anything not competitively.
It's a really strange thing about you, Daniel Morang.
Just got to find a way. Who can eat faster? Who can drink more water? Who can talk faster? I don't know. I'll find it.
You were very excited that the kid decided to go to Ohio State.
Not Ohio State, just not Oregon.
Just not Oregon. It's so strange, man.
Well, Danny was out the second he learned that USC was no longer in the mix.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah. Still the number one class in the country. Suck it. It's a fun thing.
Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
What are we, 9-3? 8-4?
9-3.
I can't wait to see all those guys actually play under a new coach at USC.
Mm. Dan Lanning?
Is that fair? Dan Lanning?
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll. No, I think he still has show cause for the NCAA.
Yeah, it was a long time. A long time.
I think it's only 10 years. His show cause has got to be up. Could Pete go back to college and be okay at it?
Yeah.
Everything you did illegally, bud, you can do now.
Yeah, it's all legal now.
It's all good to
love
go.
Love to see it.
Brings the whole crew back. He's got Lane and Sark and Ola Edo.
Go Beavers.
Get him on the staff as well, and everything's good to go. Just a nice fat.
Just a little revival. Lane's like, you know what, LSU, I'm out.
I'm going to go be the quarterback coach at USC because Sark gets the play calling duties.
I want the other
way
around.
Nobody wants Sark on play calling duties. Texas doesn't want Sark on play calling duties.
Sark can work with quarterbacks. I'm okay with that.
Okay, so swap him.
Swap him. Yeah.
Swap him.
Lane calling plays.
Because Sark was above, wasn't he? In the pecking order?
Yes.
Yes, I believe that's how it was at the time.
Actually, I had to think about that. I was like, yeah, no, Sark was.
Making tree decorating competitive is the clearest sign of being old and washed.
I mean, I have to find things. I'm not out here running 40s anymore.
Look, apparently LeBron James is old and washed, so the second he becomes old and washed is the second I become old and washed.
3 years, or 3 years, 3 months younger than me, so there you go. Caught him, too.
Oh, he's 3 months younger than you?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a sec. You're 40?
41.
You're 40?
He'll be 41, like, next week.
And you just turned 41?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That math then checks out pretty well.
Hey, easy. Easy over there.
Yeah, he's a December guy.
I'm not very good at math, all right? Is this a math show?
That being said, I think Tiger Woods, I think, turns 50 this month.
Coming up in the big nooner, is long division really worth it?
December 30th, he turns 41. So yeah,
I knew it was in December.
Three months younger than me.
And I am 41. Are you class of 2003?
No, 02.
02. I am class of 03.
Yeah.
Me and LeBron are 03.
I should have been 03 or 04.
94.
94.
Yes.
The Dave Matthews Band just put out their first album.
I remember coming home, my first winter break in my freshman year at college and going and hitting the listening bank at Circuit City.
Yeah, ooh, no,
didn't go Tower Records.
And that's where I found the first time Dave Matthews and Hootie and the Blowfish and the Foo Fighters.
A little hook action.
I don't
landed on the moon.
Was there a Tower Records in this town?
Yeah, Beaverton. Yeah.
Beaverton Mall.
Oh, in Beaverton. Beaverton again, Mall. Vista Ridge Tunnel. We talked about this yesterday. Anything west of the Vista Ridge Tunnel.
That Tower Records was huge,
it
too.
Was, yeah.
It
was a big one.
It wasn't that wide, though. It was like dumb long all the way back. It was kind of a weird setup store.
Yeah, it's like a, what do they call those? Like a shotgun townhome.
Yeah, it was kind of weird how it was set up, but it felt like you just, like the aisles, there's only like five or six aisles, but they felt like they went on a mile. But they had the whole back wall on the right-hand side was the listening bank, and they had everything. It was crazy.
Where did I go? I think I went to the mall, like Sam Goody or... Mm.
Oh, what was the other
one? What's the other one? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
There was Sam Goody, and then the other one is the one I liked more.
Hang on here.
I feel like they had it at the Vancouver Mall.
Mm. See, I'm the other way. When you say the Vista Ridge Tunnel, like it was kind of the other way around for me.
You didn't know anything east?
Like getting
downtown?
Through, yeah, like going downtown was like, oh my God, it was like Lord of the Rings. It's like, oh my God.
Head to Mordor.
Yeah, I was like, it's so far. And don't even get me started on Vancouver. That might as well be another country. When I was younger, good. Absolutely not.
They act like it's another country up there.
I mean,
they're so productive.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about the Vista Ridge Tunnel being your boundary? That's the Columbia River for me.
There you go.
I cross that bridge twice a day, sometimes three or four times a day.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't want to cross it three times. That'd be an odd number.
Yeah. That'd be weird.
Right. Yeah.
I was either stuck on one side and then, or stuck on the other.
Tax reasons.
Taxes. Yeah. Taxes.
That's what it is.
I pay 9% just to work here with you idiots. Oakley Dunkley, we got a great show for you today. A lot to get to. In hour number deuce, we'll get into some NFL chatter coming into the weekend. The thrown away quarterback and the next throwaway quarterback, they face off this week, plus web gems. We'll get some fun NBA drama chatter in the Big Nooner Hour. The World Cup draw is on right now. We will talk about that. As my good friend Brandon Sprague would say, I'm going bowling. This team is not for some reason. So there's a lot to get to, but we'll start in college football where it all gets settled on the field this weekend. Question mark. 105 won the fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
10:18 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it, baby. We're live, as we always are, from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. YouTube.com/1051TheFan. Come watch our ugly faces. See my beautiful Christmas tree that nobody has messed with, and I'm very appreciative of that. Shout out to all the other hosts that sit in these chairs for not messing with my tree.
No phallic ornaments.
Well, I was going to say, to be fair, too, there's only been one Rop day this week. So.
Hey, he let it go.
He did.
You know, me and Rop, we're tight. Thick as thieves. He knows what that tree means to me.
Does he know what the water means to you?
I am not. I have no comment about this water situation, okay? I ended the government shutdown. I am the good guy here, okay? I am clear of all wrongdoings. And I probably will be for that the rest of my life here at 1080 The Fan, 105.1 FM.
Well, like we talked about, maybe y'all just need to start making that trip out to about milepost 30 or so on Highway 26 and hit those old fantastic mountain spring water.
I was absolutely blown away that you and Dusty told me about that.
Like it's well known.
That is amazing.
I think it's world famous.
And I did not know. I feel stupid. I feel really dumb
you
for
should.
Not knowing that. I love water. Water is so awesome.
Like I said,
I know that
it doesn't matter any time of day. They got one on each side of the road. Doesn't matter what time of day. There's you got two, three, four cars lined up.
It's not closed for the holidays.
Nope. But there's always cars there. Always.
I don't even mean this pretentious. I don't mean it arrogant or making a joke. Water is awesome. I think water is severely underrated.
It is. I have my big bro jug, and I'm now discovering, because my bro jug doesn't have a blowhole, I can't do like the full chug. I gotta go lip off.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm uncomfortable.
I trust me. That's what I'm going for. There's no hole in the top. So you can't, like, if you try to just, like, pound it.
Oh, I know. I hear you. It goes.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's no vent.
Yeah. No blowhole.
Yeah.
See, I have. You can get one of these. You see this thing right here? Show for the YouTubers.
Oh, the little sipper so you don't make a mess.
I just made a mess by taking it off.
A little sippy cup.
But there is a vent in there, so you can house this bee if you want.
Because I don't know why. I always like to house water.
Me too, dude.
It's just like,
I'm a chug water kind of guy.
So yeah, my wife, my father, she got me my own custom Yeti
that.
Here. Yes.
You got your name lasered on it.
Yes, with my name emblazoned on it.
I'm fairly certain my father-in-law does not drink water. I've never seen him drink still water in my entire life.
It'd be funny if he just wakes up and drinks a gallon, and that's good for the day.
But nobody sees him because he just got out of bed.
Well, like my mom, I think the only liquid that she consumes is Diet Coke. Like, that's it.
There's water in it.
I think that's it.
President of the United States does the same thing. Look at him. Full bill of health.
Man, look like leather. Okay.
He has head tests, too. Apparently, he aces all of them. It's like Why are you taking so many all the time?
It's like I told you guys earlier. Today, up there on the old World Cup draw, he looks like C. Thomas Howell in Soul Man.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't know that reference, but it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Check it out.
Just pull a Google on that one.
He's trying to get into a college that he can't get into because he's not good enough as a white man, so he goes in blackface.
What do we got? Is that Shaquille O'Neal, Tom's Braids, Rio Ferdinand? Who else did I see come out there? Aaron Judge? Bunch of MAGA losers at the World Cup draw. They probably are. They're all rich. Everybody rich loves rich people.
It's fair.
Except me.
You rich?
No.
Okay.
That'd be a cool twist. It'd be a great twist. Great college football slate this weekend as we're in conference championship week. And I tease it'll all be settled on the field, but will it actually? I don't know what just did.
Look at you turning your volume on again.
That's wild. I think I hit something on my computer. It's college football championship week this weekend, and there's a lot to be settled on the field. And I was kind of talking with Dirt during our transition on this. I feel bad for the James Madisons of the world.
Why?
Because they're going to house Troy this weekend, and unless Duke beats Virginia, they have no chance to get to the playoff. Because ahead of them is North Texas Tulane. Those are both ranked teams in a conference championship. They will be, the winner of that game is going to the playoff. Hey, we talked about Oregon USC being a playoff eliminator. This is literally a play-in game between North Texas and Tulane.
Which is kind of dumb because it's not supposed to matter.
I know, right? Conference championships don't matter.
They made a big deal about how it's not going to impact anything, and they're like, well, you know, the conference championships, like,
only in the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yeah. Well, the SEC one's going to matter.
Is it?
If Georgia beats Bama, there's a good chance Bama falls out. I don't think they should, but
I don't think they will.
I don't know.
I would like to see this all settled on the field this week, but it's just not going to happen. I would love BYU to get in. They're playing Texas Tech. That's the most fascinating game of the weekend for me. We'll get
Georgia Bama's not?
No, it's not. We'll get into the Big Ten game here in a minute, so we'll save that for a second. But BYU Texas Tech is fascinating to me because I want to see if BYU can take a crack at them.
I mean, they got raffle stomped.
I know, and that's why. Matchup. And that's why I'm kind of like, that can't be the same thing. I mean, it's similar.
I mean, it can.
It can, but it's similar to like why Oregon fans would want to see Indiana again. Is it going to go the same way, or did we learn something?
I think it goes the same way, but.
But I think that's Georgia Bama's that same way.
Yeah.
Is it going to go the same way, or is it going to be different? I think most of us, if we're putting a gun to our head and putting bets on these games, I think most of us are taking Georgia in that game. Are we not?
No.
You're not.
Kirby's got a Bama problem.
But Bama has, like, a run-the-ball problem.
And yet?
Yeah, I guess.
This is again, Kirby's got the better team. He's the better coach. All those things. He's like, every team has that team or has that coach that is just a problem for them. And you hope it's not your rival.
Well, I mean, growing up, or not growing up, but when I was in college, we had a Cal problem. Couldn't beat Cal Berkeley.
And Lanning has a DeBoer problem.
Lanning does have a
DeBoer USC problem. Had an Oregon State problem.
They did. Mark Sanchez.
It was just
dude?
Like, why? Why does this keep happening? It seemed like every time we went to Corvallis, it was a house of horrors.
Mark Sanchez and who's the other one? Booty?
Booty.
Did Booty lose there too? Yeah, I guess, everybody's got their kryptonite.
And it's just weird. And again, you hope it's not a rival. because then
you also hope that it's more of a coach than a helmet.
Yeah.
Because like you had said, USC has an Oregon State problem. Georgia has a Bama problem. Mm-hmm. At least Lanning only has a DeBoer problem.
And he gone.
And he gone. Because once DeBoer left, then there's no problem. Yeah. Although, what's the classic line? If Oregon plays Bama and loses, it's 0-4 against DeBoer.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'll make those t-shirts right now. I would buy one of those.
Kind of hoping the bracket shakes out that way. Just for
the drama?
For the drama.
I'll tell you what. I'm no Oregon hater or lover. I try to be extremely neutral. If they lose to Alabama, if somehow that happens and they lose to DeBoer again, I will purchase an 0-4 against DeBoer.
I mean.
And I'll rock it.
It's one of those things where it's like, that's his demon right there. Like, that's his bugaboo. He's got his goat, whatever you want to say.
But I'd rather be a bugaboo against a team or against a coach than a team. Because coaches leave.
They do. I'd be more interested in seeing Oregon-Bama than I would be Oregon-Indiana rematch.
I think so, too. I think a lot of us just want to see new blood, and that's the whole point of this college football playoff. And that's kind of what I'd love to see go through. I mean, are we rooting for Duke?
Yeah, I am.
Because none of us are believers in Virginia?
Virginia's got a great offense, but beyond that, it's like, who's the guy? Like, who's the guy that's going to win you the game? And like, with SMU,
I love Duke.
Yeah, you go. With SMU last year, like, it was Kevin Jennings, the quarterback. You're like, maybe, and then nope. Didn't like, let's say USF was the group of five team. I'd be like, Byron Brown.
Yeah.
We'd
all be in on that.
I'd be like, I will be there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, or Georgia Tech, Haynes King, I will be there. Like, that's one of those things.
Appointment watching.
Yeah. Where, like, North Texas, I will be there. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you've got a quarterback that is just putting up bonkers numbers. It's just like, what's his name? Mestemaker. He's thrown for, after this game, he'll throw for 4,000 yards and probably 30-plus touchdowns. With four picks. Like, he's a dude in college football.
Yeah, and that's why I'm rooting for North Texas.
Yeah, no.
I want to see if that quarterback slangs the rock.
Yeah. I'm all in on that. Like,
and what if you catch a team that, you know, what if you catch a team like a Virginia who's got a great offense, mm-hmm. but a kind of meh defense? Mm-hmm. A team like North Texas could throw the ball on you and cause problems. If North Texas plays Georgia, bye.
Yeah.
Like, okay. If North Texas plays Oregon, I'm going to say bye.
Honestly, I would like to see if North Texas beats Tulane in the title game, I would like to see North Texas the 11 seed.
I do too. I wonder, and that's why I'm like, is this going to get settled on the field? I would love the committee.
Dead balls.
To have some cojones. Yeah. And say that we think the group of five team is better than the ACC champ or an at-large and put them in. I think that would be fantastic. It would set a precedent.
Yeah.
Because someone just mentioned on the YouTube
chat. Let it stand for itself.
Giving a spot to Tulane, North Texas, JMU in the playoff as just a participation trophy for the season changed my mind. I will change your mind. Boise State beat Oklahoma in a Fiesta Bowl. One of the greatest games I ever saw in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Utah beat Alabama in a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest upsets of all time.
Yes.
Like, this stuff's cool.
They're rare, but when they happen, they're just etched in history. You're like, yep, that was a great team.
Without a doubt. They're too fun.
Jared Zebranski never has to buy a meal or a drink in Boise, ever.
Ever. We know that guy's name.
Jared Zebranski played at Hermiston High School.
Alex Smith went number one overall because Herb and Utah beat Alabama.
It's nuts.
It's crazy. I'm here for it. Unfortunately, I don't think it'll be settled on the field. I bet you Texas Tech wins, Tulane will win, James Madison's left out, Virginia wins. Ohio State wins, Georgia wins, and then we just sit here on Monday and yell why Alabama's in the playoff.
Mm.
Who's more egregious? What would be more egregious, real quick, before we get out of here? I know we're up against it. What's more egregious to you? Alabama loses in the SEC championship mm-hmm. game, gets in, or Notre Dame being in, and Miami not? What's more egregious?
Notre Dame being in over Miami.
That's still, no matter what?
There's a literal head-to-head.
Even if Alabama had three losses, it's still more egregious that Notre Dame's in.
Yes.
Well, they're getting in, buddy.
Which is gross, but it's the brand.
They're getting in.
I don't like it.
I mean, I like Jeremiah Love. I do too. I'm down to watch another game.
Look, there's players on that team that I really like, but I hate that freaking helmet. I hate that little leprechaun.
I'm excited to see CJ Carr in the next couple years.
Yeah, I think he could be a good quarterback this year.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, stupid golden domers.
That guy fell off a scaffolding and died.
Yeah.
He literally killed the dude.
Yeah.
When we come,
y'all had a shitty day.
Yeah, you too, buddy. When we come back, the game nobody is talking about, including us, in that last segment, talking about conference championship.
I danced around it.
I know. I appreciate you indulging me, but we'll get to that next. The game nobody is talking about. Just you know, an average 1-2, 5 o'clock tomorrow. No biggie. Winner gets the number one overall. No big deal.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. We'll do that next. There's Rust.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, look at that. The World Cup draw is actually going on. They're actually doing something now. We'll get to that in the Big Nooner. I'm so stoked, dude. I'm so stoked for the World Cup this summer.
We have Olympics, Winter Olympics to carry us through the winter, and then we have World Cup through the summer.
Dude, it's awesome. Buckle up, everybody.
Oh, man. It's going to be a good year, Tater.
2026 is coming up, Milhouse. Ooh, Korea just got in Mexico.
Ooh.
Are they doing that? Is that how they go? They're going across the way, so we'll know who America's got in three picks from now?
I think so.
Because Canada just got Switzerland.
Care.
Well. All right, funsies.
Like, just talk to me when the games start.
Dude. You're just going to say you don't care then, too.
Yeah,
I will put $1,000.
You're not
going
to go Team USA in the World Cup.
I will watch some, but I don't care about. I don't care about watching and finding out who's going to play who and who's in what group. Just get. I'll watch the games.
Oh,
fine.
But, oh man, but this is the drama, though.
Is it?
It is, dude. Because everybody wants to know.
Shaq's big hands can't open up the ping pong balls.
Because everybody wants to know how FIFA handpicked each of the groups.
Yeah, I want to know who's the group of death.
Oh, the air quotes
Morocco.
Draw.
Oh, USA dodged Morocco, Brazil in the same group.
Love to see it.
Inject that into my veins right now. Can they play that game tomorrow?
Mm.
Morocco. Morocco.
I'm letting Harris indulge himself in this one because I'm interested too.
The dark horse to win the World Cup is Morocco. You heard it here. The game nobody is talking about, and I'm not talking about Morocco, Brazil. We'll spend plenty of time on that. The game nobody is talking about.
You are correct. Nobody is talking about that.
Is just little old number one versus little old number two tomorrow night at 5 o'clock on FOX. Do you have juice for this game still?
Yeah.
Even though we talk all week that nobody cares. Oh, USA got Australia.
Yep.
Dope. Even though we've talked all week that, you know, nobody cares. They're both going to be a first round bye. There's no way either of these teams isn't a first round. Well, Ohio State for sure will be a first round bye. But if Indiana gets housed, do you still think they're a first round bye? Yeah.
Yeah. They've got
not just your love for Indiana, but
you're only going to have one undefeated team. And you're going to tell me that if Indiana loses by 20, that they're going to fall out of the top four with that only loss being in a conference title game with their strength of record and what they've done to teams?
No. Yeah, because Texas Tech, if they win, they still have a loss.
And it's a bad loss.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I'm interested. It's funny because Ryan Day and Kurt Cignetti, I believe, are a different cloth than what the media wants to portray this game as, like, who cares? Nobody cares. Just get out and be healthy. I think they both really want to win it. Look, Duck fans are stoked they have a Big Ten title, regular season and conference championship game from last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think both those coaches really care.
I think Sig definitely cares.
I think it would mean a lot to him. Ryan Day, I could see in a truth serum world that Ryan Day is kind of like, I'm just trying to get to the playoff and win a natty. I could see that. But I also know that Ohio State hasn't won the Big Ten title in a long time because they have a Michigan problem.
Put it up on the board.
I think they would. I think they would really, really like it. But it would mean the world to Indiana.
So the interesting thing about this game is, obviously, it's a neutral site game, but Ohio State is favored by 4. But all of the analytics,
it's a big spread to me.
The analytics have Indiana favored. I think the
analytics have Indiana favored.
I think Vegas is betting on the name and the brand of Ohio State.
They're betting on money coming in on Ohio State. By 4, Ohio State's blown out everybody this year. I'll put $30 on that. I'm with you. I think Indiana wins this game. I think they're the more complete team. I'm not a Julian Sand guy. I haven't been all year. He is playing a lot better. That offense is finally moving the football, but, dude, you got Jeremiah Smith on the team, and he's not even sniffing a Heisman. That is ridiculous to me. Because you should be... What if we've talked about this in the NBA, in the NFL? Like, if you got an offense problem, what did Joe Flacco do the second he put on a Bengals uniform? Threw the ball, like, 20 times to Ja'Marr Chase. How are you not throwing the ball 20 times to Jeremiah Smith? I like Indiana in this game. I hope it changes the narrative. What's going to be hilarious is if Indiana wins this game and they still take Ohio State to win the national championship. That's going to be hilarious to me. But I'd love to see Indiana kind of put their stamp on this and kind of say, hey, we're here and we are true contenders, because I don't think people still are ready to accept that Indiana can win a national championship, which they very much can.
Holy crap.
What?
87% of the money is coming in Ohio State.
Of course it is, dude. It's the brand. O-H-I-O.
Goodness gracious.
And bettors are stupid.
Yeah, where are the sharps? Huh?
Again, this is the public money.
Oh, I know.
So.
Oh, I know. But wait till tomorrow when the sharps come in, because that'll tell you what's up. And I bet you they come in on Indiana.
Especially if it stays at 4. You're going to give me 4?
I mean, if the money keeps coming in, 83%?
87.
87%? If that number bumps up to 90, dude, the spread will go to 5.
That's on the money line.
I can't believe there's no hook. It's just 4 straight up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There is one book with a 3.5 line. It's a 3.5 Ohio State and a 4, same book, Indiana line. There's a split line, which I've never seen before. That's kind of weird. But the Ohio State line is at 78%. So there is a little bit of drop-off. So getting that hook on the other side is huge. And then the money is coming on the over 3-1.
What's the over?
47.5.
47.5.
Which is interesting when you have two of the best defenses in the country.
What are they saying? 24-21 is an under?
Mm-hmm. So 27-24.
27-24 puts you at 51. Mm-hmm. Is that my math?
Yeah.
I don't know how to think about this game, and I think that's why I'm really excited about it. You know, Ohio State definitely has one of the best defenses in the nation, yes. No doubt about it.
So does Indiana, though.
Caleb Downs is a top 5 pick. Might be, in theory, the best player on the board. You know,
I think he's fallen down a little bit in that regard. The mocks have him somewhere between 5 and 9.
Okay.
But I think it's also position uniqueness. And, you're going to see some of that stuff.
Because he might be the best player on the board.
You can make that argument, I think.
Of just the best... best prospect, best player. Yeah,
but impact at the safety position.
Right.
He's not just a safety. He's more of just, he's a deep, he's got the, I don't want to put him in that same category, but like he's got the air of a Sean Taylor, Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed,
sure.
Woodson type, where you're like, he's just a football player.
Right. If Indiana can get Ohio State in a game the way they did to Oregon, I don't think Ohio State has the guns to catch him.
Well, that's, you know, I heard the boys this morning talking about it. Like, Julian Sain has been in that situation once, and it was against Texas.
His first game ever.
And it wasn't good.
It was not good. If Indiana can put Ohio State in a game like they did Oregon, I think they win it easily.
That's what I'm looking
at. And
I
think they look really impressive.
I think, if you're asking me, number one, I'm picking Indiana. Number two, I think the game goes very much like it did against Oregon.
You know what I hope happens? I hope this game is close, and I hope Mendoza has a Heisman moment.
Yeah.
Or, you know, honestly, as much as I don't want it to happen, I'll take it on the flip side.
Saying,
give me a Heisman moment from Saying, because if you're gonna give, because this is
a Heisman game.
It really is. Like that's what's on line at this game. Not seeding a little bit, but more on the line of this game is a Heisman Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like someone to have that Vince Young in the corner of the end zone national championship kind of highlight. You know, an Ashton Gentry bullying somebody and running down the field, or, you know, a pick six from a Charles Woodson or some kind of
moment. Striking the pose.
Yes, some kind of moment that I can look back and say, yeah, that year kind of sucked in the Heisman, but you see Mendoza in, you know.
Heisman-Doza on a little play action boot to the right, and all of a sudden he's got to take it and run from the 11-yard line, gets a touchdown and strikes the pose.
They're down by two. And there's 20 seconds on the clock.
Has anybody hit the pose this year?
And he's on the 5-yard line, and he has to march all the way down the field to kick a field goal.
No, like, because nobody deserves to.
You know what I mean? Like, stunt on him.
No, dude.
Stunt on him.
No, you can't hit the pose until you know it.
No. I'm talking.
Desmond Howard hit the pose because he knew it.
Oh, I know what I'm saying. You like I said, you get a little play action. You got to extend the play. You run it in from the 11-yard line. Take a score to take the control of the game.
You better do it in the fourth and late.
Hit it.
You can't be doing that in the first quarter and then lose the game.
Hit it. No. Michael Jordan, baby. Anybody can talk when they're up.
Oh, dude. There's just Mendoza. Everybody knows that Mendoza, like, boots out and runs in, and the players leave. Maloney just stands in the end zone and just
hit it.
Hits it.
Mm.
I got that feeling in me.
When you hit the Heisman pose.
I don't know if it's the liquor but the heebie-jeebies just
hit me. When you hit the pose, man, it's like, oh, he's him.
It's like James Brown. Baby, I got the feeling. Ow. Gonna get in the hot tub. Gonna make you sweat in a hot tub. Ow. When you think of love, does your heart keep? All right, we come back. James Madison found their man. I love this move.
Good little hire.
I love this move, and I wonder if more of these programs go this route or if they should continue to find diamonds in the rough. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan. We are getting a giant kick out of this World Cup draw.
Aaron Judge is having to pull and pull and pull.
You can't be in the same group as somebody from your from your region. So we've been waiting on a Group C team because they kept pulling teams from South America or Africa because it's Brazil and Morocco in that. And they keep showing all these different dudes from Egypt, from Paraguay.
Qatar,
and Tunisia. All these dudes. And they're just like stoic sitting there. They pull the Scottish name, the Scotland team name, to go in a group with Brazil and Morocco, which is instantly the group of death right now. And it turns to the Scottish guys.
They're just busting up
laughing.
And
they're just like, ah, hell. Well, the World Cup was fun. Yeah. We gave it our best try.
It's going to be fun.
That's going to be a spicy group. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a spicy group. We'll get to some more World Cup chatter in the Big Nooner here. But finishing up some college football talk for a little bit of the day. James Madison finds their guy in fired head coach Billy Napier from Florida. And I'll tell you what, I think we both agree on this. I love this hire for them. Napier has shown that he can win at this level, hence why he got the Florida job. But I'm curious, Danny, when I ask you this, should this be the route that these G5 teams who lose a great coach, you know, whether it's Morris from North Texas going to Oklahoma State or, you know, James Madison bro goes to UCLA, if my memory serves me correct. Is it a good idea to go after these guys that kind of failed at the higher level, or should they continue to look for their next Eric Morris?
No, I mean, I think Napier's...
Jamarcus Shepherd.
Yeah, no, I think Napier's a good call. I mean, you know what his success is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
he's shown he's won at the G5 level.
Yeah, so I think that's fine. But, I mean, if you've got somebody else, but, I mean, Napier's right there. And you probably don't have to pay him because you get the offset from the buyout.
Yeah, he's probably cheap.
No, I mean, if not cheap, cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Virginia Tech is like, we'll take James Franklin.
Yeah.
Fully happy with that.
We'll give him $10 million a year.
It's a fascinating thought about which way to go. And this was the whole thing about the Oregon State hire, too. It's like, are you going to go Paul Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go, you know...
Edo.
Edo, a Brett Vegan, you know, somebody with established pedigree, so and so to say. Or do you want to find the diamond in the rough? And I think we both agreed, go find the diamond. Take a shot on the diamond. Because worst case scenario is that shot was wrong, and you have to deal with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to. Boy, I just realized England, Croatia are getting Norway.
Mm.
That's Erling Haaland.
No, they got Panama.
Against England. They got Panama?
Yeah.
Oh, because Norway and Croatia.
Yeah.
Sorry, I digress. And I think we both agree that taking the shot on the diamond in the rough is the right move.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's a little different. And I don't know if it's because he comes from G5 or maybe I have an opinion that I think the Florida job is not a great job. I think
Florida found out that they weren't LSU.
I say it's not a great job because I think it's an impossible job. I think Herb and Spurrier made that job impossible. They want natties, plural. Not a natty, natties.
But that would make Michigan an impossible job, USC an impossible job.
But those jobs aren't.
You know, Michigan Alabama.
Michigan just won a national championship.
But what I'm
Alabama
saying,
still has the resources. But
Michigan hadn't won one in a long time.
Understood. Understood.
It's impossible until you do it.
Well, Michigan is a weird one. You know how I feel about this. Mm-hmm. They just discovered the forward pass.
I know. Well, and then they undiscovered it.
And they like refuse to come to modern day football. Mm-hmm. And that drives me crazy about them. To where Florida is trying to be modern day football. DJ Lagway is
a freak.
Is a modern day Florida. I mean, Anthony Richardson was an absolute monster.
Yeah.
And
and it started with Leak and then Tebow.
Mm-hmm. And I just think now that Florida is an impossible job. And I think, I don't know if there's more. I mean, maybe the impossible jobs right now are Florida. Penn State is now an impossible job.
Well, I mean, Campbell looks like he's going to take it.
Yeah, with what recruiting class?
He's going to pull some guys from Iowa State.
That's your shot? Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just transfer portal mm-hmm. hard.
You transfer a class in, you work the recruiting hard.
Yeah. I mean, Jimmy Rogers brought in like 40 dudes from South Dakota.
I mean, Sig brought in, was it 20-something from JMU?
Yeah, at least to get yourself stable.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years later, he could go to a national championship. Be interesting to see what these smaller schools do, if they hire from within or if you go find a Billy Napier. I mean, look at Dan Mullen at UNLV. He's having a great year.
Yeah.
He's telling teams, no, thank you. At UNLV, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State, no, I'm good. I'm happy here. Grass isn't always greener.
It's weird.
Coming up in hour number deuce, we'll get to some NFL chatter. A thrown-away quarterback is playing potentially the next throwaway quarterback. So we'll get to that as well, the battle for the AFC North. But is this team really going to win out? Do we believe it?
Mm.
That's next, 105.1 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.